funny is when I was a kid, I didn't really like the Flintstones for some reason. I think I appreciate them more now that I'm older.
With that whistle blowing and jumping on the dinosaur's head and going down his tail and slipping up into the car and pedaling with your feet and going home, I never really knew had an appreciation for that until I worked for 50 years.
It's kind of different for me because we all get off at different times, but I have been to businesses where they're all lined up at the time clock, you know, 10 minutes before time to punch out, just waiting on the 5 o'clock.
It was ready to go at 5 o'clock. And then there's a lot of places I worked at where it was past midnight before I got out of there and was having a blast, you know, enjoyed what I did. Didn't even realize it was getting that late.
You don't mind the time when you're working late, when you like what you're doing. So, this isn't bad. I mean, I've done this so long, 5 o'clock is just, I've still got another hour and a half to 2 to 3 hours left. So that's how I think about 5 o'clock.
I was ready to leave. it was getting old by that time, and it kind of happened sooner than I thought, but it was a blessing in disguise.
Your voice, sometimes I could tell you were ready. I was just talking to my youngest son this morning. He's worked in Alaska 2 or 3 summers. He's not there now. He and his wife have both worked there, and he's got a guy there who runs the business he worked for needs a boat captain, and he can't find any that want to work. And he keeps sweetening the deal. He keeps offering my son, he paid for the course. He's offered him, the time on the water to get his license. He's already got a good bit of it. He doesn't have much to go, but... And, you know, we were just going back and forth talking about that job, and I think that'd be one job that I could probably be fine with working all day and not wanting to go home.
He's not on one of those Alaskan crab fishing boats, is he?
That kind of work. It's tourism. They take sea kayakers out and do tours. My son did that, took them out either on hours or multi-day trips, but the captain will drop off the crew or the guide and the tourists if it's a day trip, and he'll leave them there on the shore, and then he'll go sit and wait on them.
Not too bad. I know that crab fishing stuff, that's a pretty tough life there, but I heard they get paid really good.
I can make in 6 weeks what some people make in a year. Now, this job, for my son, it would be 4 months worth of work, and it would be about what he's making at where he is currently for the whole year. So it would, and plus, you know, it's another skill. It's a captain's license in his pocket, and he can use that anywhere. You know, during the winter, he'd go to Florida or something.
And from Steve, who was on the net the other night, I think it was last night or the night before, when he was down here, he was telling me, you know, once you've been up there, it's been a long time since I lived up there, and he's been back and forth quite a bit. And he says, once you've been up there for a while, your blood thickens up, and you don't even mind the cold anymore. But when you're down here, your blood thins up because it's so hot, so you're more sensitive to that cold until you've lived up there for a little while, and then you habituate to it, and it's not really that bad.
Plus it's just basically May through, you know, early May through mid-September for the season. We went up there in August, and it was still, you know, get down in the low 30s at nighttime and maybe 50s and 60s in the day. If it was a bright, sunny day, it'd be, you know, 60 degrees. That really felt warm. And he was walking around, you know, in a T-shirt and just a pair of pants and a T-shirt. We're all bundled up in coats and jackets, so I've seen that firsthand.
Cousins, I got cousins that still live up there. And you'll see them out, they'll take pictures, and they'll be out in short sleeve shirt and snow on the ground. You don't see that down here very often. W4DJW.
Okay. Now, we've got some guys that work year-round in shorts here. And I have done it, but only when, a couple of years ago, there were winters I was bundled up head to toe and still had guys in shorts. And those are the guys in the package cars, you know, with the doors open all day long. So I never got to that point.
they have internal heat, right? I mean, when they're doing that, that generates a lot of internal body heat, right?
It's still cold. And I don't have as much insulation as some of these other guys do, natural insulation, you know.
Me too. I remember working at Winn-Dixie when I was in high school. That was one of my jobs, stocking shelves. And when a truck would come in, we'd set up the rollers, and man, that was hard work. It didn't matter what temperature out was outside, you were sweating.
Oh yeah, been there years ago here. Well, not even years ago. Just depending on what I was doing, but yeah, it gets warm, and these trailers are not air conditioned, obviously. And neither are those small delivery vehicles. They're not air conditioned, and they get warm in the back.
We moved after that up to the warehouse where they had frozen area where they store frozen stuff. And it was in the summertime, and I would have to wear a coat to work because it was cold in there. It was freezing cold in there during the heat of the summer. So people look at me, I have a coat on when I'm in the middle of the summer walking into work.
Freezers, they keep them around 0 degrees, don't they?
I never did really look at the temperature. I just know everything was, you could have hammered nails with chicken breasts. Anything that was in there, you could have hammered nails with it.
It's my first job, and I'm trying to remember, we go into the cooler, the milk cooler, and that would even be cold compared to being out on the floor. But anyway, I'm here at my next place, Dave. Good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a great weekend. Happy Easter to you. And I'm sure I'll hear you again. W4DJW and 4ZLK.
All right, Shane, good talking to you. Be safe out there. Happy Easter to you. And I'll look forward to talking to you some more later. N4ZLK, W4DJW Mobile.
N4DJ safe.
You doing okay?
It's a nice day today. Man, it looks great out here.
It is. I was just enjoying all the green grass and the blue sky and the white clouds, and probably going to miss my turnoff right here. I made my turnoff.
I won't expect a response. I just listened to you talk about working in the coolers and the grocery stores. My first job was at A&P. I was 16. And I had the trucks would come in for us on Thursdays. I unloaded the trucks most of them by myself as a small store. But, man, I tell you what, that was hard work. I was a skinny kid. I bet I didn't weigh 120 pounds soaking wet. And you remember getting those bales of sugar in that were like 60 pounds bales of sugar, 5-pound bags of sugar, and all those canned goods, and changing the prices on them. And putting the prices on them, taking them off. Because if you remember, at least back in the 60s anyway, the orange juice and milk, special orange juice, and I think it may have been one other product that changed. It was a commodity, and it was like based on the price, and the orange juice would change, sugar would change too, and you'd have to 39 cents for orange juice or 29 cents one week. You have to wipe all those things off and restamp them again. I know you remember doing that.
Exactly what you're talking about. And we had little guns that we had to set them for, program little gun to, it wasn't programmed, it was spinning some wheels, that's what it was. Anyway, I'm here at my destination, so I got to get out and go in. But good talking to you, Jerry. Maybe I'll pick you up in a little bit. N4DJC, W4DJW.
Talk to you later, Dave. Good hearing you. 73, N4DJC, clear.
DJW, KJ4, YQK, mobile again.